Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I got the authority, the devil authority. This pot is just more to me. The devil authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of devy. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting. All up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits. From concrete to tulip. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi Authority.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi Authority, coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the Fantasy Authority. I'm your host, Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. This is episode 24, and today we're renewing the All Devi Conference series from last year. So I'll be going conference by conference and building a Start 10 Superflex Fantasy team using all the best Devi prospects from each conference. So today we're going to start off with the non-Power 5, so your group of five conferences plus the non-Notre Dame independents. So let's go ahead and jump into this team, starting off with my quarterbacks. My first quarterback is going to be Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina. Grayson McCall is 6'3", 210 pounds, coming off a year in which he threw 73% completion percentage, 2,873 yards passing, 27 touchdowns to just three interceptions, good for a quarterback rating of 207.6. Even ran the ball 93 times for 290 yards and four touchdowns on the ground. Now, this is coming off a 2020 season in which he threw for 2,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, and three picks. So this is a very highly productive college quarterback. He's a dual threat, as I mentioned, with those rushing yards. He's got pocket presence for days. He can make all the throws accurately, and he just has a great feel for the quarterback position. He's one of many guys in this 2023 draft class battling to be that third quarterback in the class after C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. So we'll see if he can have a huge 2022 season and give himself the best chance of being that third quarterback off the board. My next quarterback is going to be Jaren Hall out at BYU. So everybody will remember, really recently, BYU has put a quarterback into the NFL drafted in the top five with Zach Wilson going to the Jets. So not far-fetched that BYU could do it again with Jaren Hall. Jaren Hall, 6'1", 205, 63.9% completion last year, 2,583 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's good for a quarterback rating of 156.1. He ran the ball 62 times for 307 yards and three rushing touchdowns. So just like McCall, a dual threat quarterback that's willing to take it to tuck the ball and run if he needs to, Jaren Hall has tremendous velocity on his throws. What's going to knock him, though, is he's going to be a very old rookie. Like we've seen with a lot of BYU quarterbacks, he's going to be a little old coming into the league. He'll be 25 years old during his rookie year, so that may scare some off. He's not the only quarterback in this upcoming class, though, that's going to be a little bit older. With the COVID year and everything, the free transfers, the sixth year of eligibility, we're going to see a lot of older prospects coming in this next year or two. So we'll see how NFL teams adjust to that. So moving on to my running backs, my first running back is going to be Lou Nichols from Central Michigan. And this guy was so productive last year. It's just crazy. 5'10", 220 pounds, carried the rock 341 times for Central Michigan last year for 1,848 rushing yards and 16 rushing touchdowns. He also caught the ball 40 times for 338 receiving yards and two receiving touchdowns as well. And in fantasy football, we love hearing that. There's nothing we love more than a running back that can pound the rock on the ground and also be a plus in the receiving game. Lou Nichols is just, like I said, ridiculously productive. He's a big bruising runner, has that NFL size we look for at 220. He has the receiving production. The question on him, though, is he athletic enough to really be a guy that the NFL is going to be excited about? in the day and age of college football now, where we're seeing players transfer left and right, like it's no big deal at all. I mean, basically, if you're at one of these group of five schools and you're killing it, why not take a jump up to the Power Five? Lou Nichols did not transfer to a Power Five school. Was that because he really just wanted to rack up the yardage at Central Michigan again, or did he not have interest from Power Five schools? Who knows? What we do know is if he's healthy, he's going to put together another monster year for Central Michigan, and we'll see what the NFL thinks about him. I personally think that he could sneak into the back end of day two, but nonetheless, I do think he's going to be somebody that hits our dynasty rosters and, you know, potentially have some of those boom weeks. My next running back is going to be Dwayne McBride from UAB. So he's one of, I'd say, three or four candidates that could lead the nation in rushing this year in college football. McBride is 5'11", 215 pounds. Last year, he carried the ball 204 times for 1,371 rushing yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. Unlike Nichols, though, he was not a plus in the receiving game. He only had three catches for 19 yards. So, you know, that doesn't get us excited, but, man, this guy is special on the ground. He has the nice size, just like Nichols. You know, he's 5'11", 215. But, man, McBride is an explosive, explosive runner. No Power 5 transfer for him either, though. So, again, you know, if he looks so good, you know, why didn't he take that jump up? Is it because he, you know, wanted to rack up the yardage again, or is it because there was no interest? We'll see how these guys test, but I want both of these guys on my Debbie rosters because I think they're going to be good enough and test well enough to at least be, you know, an early day three pick that we're going to get excited about, you know, with injury, things like that. So keep your eye on these guys. They're fun to watch. Let's dive into my wide receivers. My first wide receiver is going to be a little guy. This guy is 5'10", 155 pounds, and that's Nathaniel Dell from Houston. So this guy last year, 90 catches, 1,329 yards, and 12 receiving touchdowns. But again, 155, that is so, so small. But Dell gives us what we want out of a small wide receiver. He's bursty, he's slippery, he's got great speed, he's got smooth routes, he's got soft hands. I don't know that he can gain weight. I mean, this is a really small guy. But it seems the NFL is okay with that. We've seen the receiver position getting smaller and smaller. If they're okay with how small Dell is, I could see him being a productive guy in the league. So my next receiver is going to be Jalen Cropper from Fresno State. So another slight guy coming off of Dell. He sounds huge at 6 foot 175, but this is a very small guy as well. He definitely needs to put on some weight to get the NFL excited. 85 catches last year, 899 yards, 11 receiving touchdowns. Even ran the ball 19 times for 76 yards and two touchdowns. So a versatile guy. They're giving him the ball out of the backfield a bit as well. He's not really elite at anything. He's got that thin build. Like I said, that's probably the biggest concern for him. But he is just a good receiver across the board. He's got sure hands. He runs good routes. Heady player. To me, he's really a day three guy, but I wouldn't be surprised if he sticks in the league for a little bit. My last receiver, we're going to start three receivers here, is going to be Rashee Rice from SMU. 6'1", 190 pounds, 64 catches, 670 yards, and nine touchdowns last year. This guy is an excellent route runner. He manipulates his defenders before and after the catch. He is just tremendous in the open field. To me, he's the guy that could go in day two. So, I said with Cropper, he's most likely a day three guy. Same probably for Dell with that size. But Rice, at 6'1", 190, I could see him being a day two guy. He's going to be productive at SMU this year. And quietly, SMU has put some receivers into the league for us. I mean, Cortland Sutton, James Prochet, Danny Gray this year are just to name a few. Sutton's definitely the best of that group, but nonetheless, SMU is consistently providing the league some wide receiver talent. So keep your eye on Rice this year. So going down to my tight end, we're going to do Zach Kuntz from Old Dominion. Zach Kuntz originally played for Penn State, didn't really get on the field as much as he wanted to, transferred to Old Dominion. This is a huge guy, 6'8", 245 pounds. And he's a highly productive guy as well. Last year at Old Dominion, 73 catches, 692 yards, and five receiving touchdowns. What's good about him is that huge frame. You know, is it too big, though? Is 6'8 too tall? You know, not many guys at 6'8, you know, killing it in the league. But, man, this guy is athletic, but he's raw. You know, he needs improvement blocking. But, man, this guy's an athlete, and he's productive. The NFL is going to be excited about what they could turn him into. So let's get into my two flex spots. For my first flex spot, I'm going to go back to the running back position. And this is the other group of five running back, in my opinion, right there with Nichols and McBride. That's just going to light the world on fire this year and possibly has an NFL future as well. And that's Rasheen Ali at Marshall. 6 foot, 200 pounds. Last year, he had 250 carries for 1,401 yards and 23 rushing touchdowns. Also had 45 catches for 334 yards and a receiving touchdown. So that complete skill set that we look for. He hits the 200-pound mark. He's versatile. You know, he's a redshirt sophomore, so will he come out this year? Will he stay at Marshall? Will he transfer to the Power Five like we didn't see Nichols and McBride do? Who knows? But Rasheen Ali's a guy where if you play CFF or C2C, you are excited about him. And, man, 23 rushing touchdowns last year with 45 catches as well. That's hard not to get excited about. My other flex, we're going to go to the wide receiver position, and we're going to go back out to BYU and grab Jaren Hall's top target, and that's Puka Nacua. So Puka Nacua originally was a Washington Husky, ended up transferring to BYU. He's a former four-star number one overall player in Utah. He's 6'1", 210 pounds. Last year for BYU, he had 43 catches for 805 yards and 6 receiving touchdowns. Also carried the ball 14 times for 148 yards as well, so showing us some versatility there. He's an impressive athlete with strong hands. He's perfect size for a wide receiver at 6'1", 210. His quarterback is on this list, so you got to expect a big year incoming with Hall being an NFL guy as well. I expect Nacua to earn day two NFL draft capital eventually with his athleticism and now the production that he'll have to match it. So a couple guys that earned honorable mentions, they didn't quite make my starting lineup here. One of them absolutely would have if not for an injury that he suffered earlier this year, and that's Alton McCaskill, the running back at Houston. 6'1", 200. Last year, he had 189 carries for 961 yards and 16 rushing touchdowns. Also had 21 catches for 113 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. I liked him as a top five back in the 2024 class before the injury. He looked awesome as a freshman, and I'm just really hoping that after this season he returns to form because he's a guy that I loved before he was going to be out for this year. My second honorable mention is going out to Boise State, and that's their wide receiver, Stephon Cobbs. 6 foot tall, 185 pounds, 34 catches for 421 yards and 5 receiving touchdowns last year, and he's stepping into that productive Khalil Shakir role. So Shakir moves on to the Bills. Man, if you're watching some film on Shakir, Cobbs pops out to you. You definitely notice him on film. I'm excited to see what he does this year in his year to shine. So a new segment that I wanted to add this year, not really a segment, just two more names really that I didn't do last year. And that's the freshman fire, right? So we're not talking setting stuff on fire. We're talking the fire emojis, baby. Which freshman in the group of five are going to set it on fire this year? And I've got two names for you. The first one, we're going right back to Houston, and that is wide receiver Matthew Golden. So Matthew Golden, 6 foot tall, 190 pounds, 4-star from Texas, and he is already starting opposite Nathaniel Dell as a true freshman. So for those of you that appreciate the early breakout, expect a huge early breakout from Matthew Golden in a productive Houston offense. My other one is going to be Ashton Jonte from Boise State, running back. 5'9", 195 pounds, so he's almost already at the 200-pound mark. He's a 3-star from Texas, highly productive Texas high school football player, and he has great camp reviews already at Boise State. Early playing time is expected for him. The lead back there is George Halani, who's been a productive college player, but he's coming off an injury. Jonte has the talent, though, and man, he's already looking good there. So I expect Jonte to overtake the lead back role for Halani earlier this, pretty early into this year and be somebody that we're excited about in Debbie. So that's all I got for today. I'll recap the team here before we finish up. So, again, it's a start 10 Superflex team. My two quarterbacks are Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina, Jaren Hall from BYU. My running backs are Lou Nichols from Central Michigan, Dwayne McBride from UAB. My wide receivers are Nathaniel Dell from Houston, Jalen Cropper from Fresno State, and Rashee Rice from SMU. My tight end is Zach Kuntz from Old Dominion. And my flexes are running back Rasheen Ali from Marshall, and wide receiver Puka Nacua from BYU. My honorable mentions were Alton McCaskill, running back from Houston, Stephon Cobbs, wide receiver from Boise State, and then my freshman fire was Matthew Golden, wide receiver Houston, and Ashton Jonte, running back Boise State. So again, that's all I got today. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel under the Fantasy Authority. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_Authority and find me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. I'll catch you guys next time. Concrete to lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal is lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi Authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi Authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Check the time. Waiting is weighing you down, yeah.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.